Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 88. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer, and I have been a bad, bad man. As you obviously know, if you're still subscribed to this feed, I haven't been making That Sports Gamer Show episodes in a few months, and for that, I am super sorry. As you may have heard, I hope you heard, because you hopefully follow me on other places, like on Twitter and Facebook, at That Sports Gamer, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. I've been co-hosting the Press Row podcast with Rich Grisham over at OperationSports.com, but we came to a point where I realized that we only talk about maybe three topics on those shows, and that's great because we have a huge cast of great people: Owen Good, Smith Sarkar, Cat Bailey, Pasta Padre. Great team of guys over there. There's so many of us, we barely get to talk about a lot of subjects. It's maybe three subjects an episode. So I wanted to bring back That Sports Gamer Show so we can hit on a bunch of stuff. Usually it's just going to be me, one or two other guys. And we're just going to hit on lots and lots of news and pound that stuff out there for you, because I know that's what you guys want to hear. Sometimes on Press Row Podcast, we're not going to hit the game that you want to hear about. There was some news that broke, and it's in Forza Horizon 2. And we're not going to talk about it on Press Row Podcast. So I wanted to make sure that That Sports Gamer Show is back, talking about all the sports games. So anything that you're interested in, I want to make sure we're covering here. So if you have something that you want to talk about, make sure you send me a tweet at That Sports Gamer with a topic that you want us to cover during the week. And we'll make sure to cover that. But yeah, we are back. We're going to be coming back to our weekly schedule. We're going to be coming out every Tuesday. Hopefully that works in your schedule. So make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, whatever podcatcher you're using. And in this episode, we're going to be talking a little bit with Greg Seward about NHL 15 and Forza Horizon 2. But yeah, just wanted to get you guys caught up, give you a little bit of news on what's going to be going on with the show. As you know, I've been playing a lot of Madden Ultimate Team right now. That's kind of my big thing. I got that big kick on it this year. Loved it last year. Madden 15, loving the game on PS4. It's great. Ultimate Team, I think I'm 190 solos in right now. I think the total's like 410. They keep adding them. I keep playing them. Loving it. Also, FIFA's out now. Loving that as well. We're going to be doing a little Press Row, like a Premier League, but because there's not really leagues in the game, we have to do all outside of the lines and with Google Docs and weirdness. But if we can get a good flow working for that, I'll try to do a That Sports Gamer Show League. Maybe we'll all be Premier League teams, have like 8 or 10 people, and try to get that working somehow. Also still playing MLB The Show. Loving that very much. Other than that, there's not really much I'm playing right now. I passed on NHL 15 because I was very upset with all the modes that were missing. Specifically be a pro. Sorry, not be a pro. Pro clubs. They're not pro clubs. What do they call it? EASHL, which was one of my favorite things to play in that. Also, the GM Connected is not there. So no online leagues. Really no reason for me to pick up the game if those two modes are gone. So I didn't. And you'll hear in my discussion with Greg Seward. He bought it and kept it for a couple weeks and then got rid of it. So that's a great conversation coming up. Hope you enjoy that. Other than that, there's not that much to say. We've been doing Press Row Hangouts over on Pasta Padre's channel, youtube.com/PastaPadre, or PastaPadre.com. You'll see links there. Other than that, a bunch of videos on YouTube, youtube.com/ThatSportsGamer, streaming live most nights at twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. But let's just get right into the show and talk to Greg Seward. Greg, thank you for joining us back here on the beautiful That Sports Gamer Show.
Is this still a show?
It's a show once again.
Oh, okay. Good.
The funny part is I have not recorded the beginning of this show yet. So
as far as we know, it's not called the That Sports Gamer Show anymore.
I mean,
you might change your mind.
I'm not very creative, so it's probably going to be That Sports Gamer Show.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that too much.
Okay.
But Greg,
mm-hmm.
While we've been having our little hiatus on That Sports Gamer Show, a little hockey game came out.
Mm-hmm. It was a little hockey game.
On the Xbox One and PS4. The PlayStation PS3 and Xbox versions were pretty much just roster updates from last year's game.
Mm-hmm.
But as a red-blooded Canadian, you decided to buy next-gen NHL 14. 15. 15.
15? Yeah, 15.
These years.
It might as well be 14.
Yeah. Well,
if you bought it on the old systems.
You wish it was 14.
Yeah, I do.
So yeah. How'd that go? I had a whole big thing about not buying that game because it had none of the modes that I like playing in it.
Your instincts served you well. Because, well, okay. So the demo came out a while back, which wasn't bad. You know,
I still haven't even played it.
Yeah, okay. So you should try that because I'd be interested. Well, I mean, the thing is you've got the benefit of hindsight now. So, you know, I mean, you'll probably see a lot more than I saw. But, you know, I played it and played a couple games of it and it was all right. I mean, the new presentation was nice. The full motion video presentation. I'm not a big Doc Emmerich fan, but, you know, it was still okay. The full motion video stuff where they introduced the game and it was between L.A. and New York, which, again, not teams I'm crazy about. But the only downside I really saw when I played it, the demo, was that, you know, I kind of was left feeling like, okay, so that was, we waited 2 years for that. And not that it was bad, but just, it just felt really similar to the old game, right? Which I didn't have a huge problem with because I loved the old game, like the 13 and 14 and all those, they played really well. I thought it had some issues, but all EA Sports games have issues that you kind of look past, right? In general, they were good. So I ended up buying the full game, which I had pre-ordered anyway, but I didn't cancel the pre-order. And that was around the time, just before that showed up, was around the time that the internet went kind of crazy and said, like, you know how NHL 15 was going to be missing some features? Mm-hmm. Well, it was actually missing, like, almost all of them.
Yeah, I remember the Operation Sports post that just kept growing and growing as they found more things that were missing from the game.
Just keep hitting page down, page down, page down. It's like, wow, there's nothing in this game. It's literally like GM mode, ultimate team, and like single game. And like you can't play...
you could do Be a Pro,
team,
right?
Online?
Online.
Be a Pro or Be a Superstar. Star. I can't remember which.
Yeah, Be a Pro is there, but...
Live the Life.
That's Live the Life. Called. That's what special
yeah.
was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gone. And, you know, like, so that was, so you couldn't, you know, you couldn't create a character, a rookie, and bring him up through, like, the CHL or the AHL or any of that. And you couldn't just do seasons in those modes. Like, there's just a lot of stuff you couldn't do. So that was kind of a, you know, yeah, okay, not too crazy with that. And really simple things, too, like, no 3 stars at the end of the game. Just really little odd things that were left out.
Which when you're focusing on presentation, you would think that would kind of be a big thing.
Yeah. So anyway, got the game and played it a little bit and still, you know, felt some of the niggling issues. Like I feel like the goalies still track the puck way too perfectly. And the opposing offense, when you're in your own zone and you've got the puck, it happens really, really frequently. If your defenseman has the puck and you like skate across the ice, generally one of the offense and the other team will come down and shadow you. Mm. And they shadow you perfectly, like absolutely perfectly. It's almost like you're controlling that player. Just little things like that I was still seeing. It's like, okay, well, you know, NHL stuff, that happens, and you just kind of deal with it. The passing still felt decent. But then I was starting to see a bunch of little issues, like penalty calling was crazy. It was calling really stupid penalties. It was missing really obvious penalties. Like even more so than just, you know, oh, there's some kind of slider that's not set to full. It was just missing some really obvious penalties.
Yeah, I remember that being a big thing when they switched over to whatever their latest FIFA engine was.
Yeah.
That the referees were like, that guy really didn't touch him, but I'm going to call a foul, or this guy just completely blew this guy up and I'm not
going
to call it.
Yeah, exactly. And that was exactly what was happening. It was almost always going against the player, which kind of sucked. And then the new commentary, it's so funny. I was so happy that they're going to do new commentary because as anyone who's played the NHL series know, they've had the same commentary for that series for like 5 or 6 years. And, you know, it's the thing that annoyed me about it was not only that I'd heard every line a million times, but that it kept making callbacks to old systems that weren't in the game anymore. Like they used to have like the sniper system and the enforcer system. So the commentary always referenced, like, if somebody who was rated as an enforcer got a goal, the announcer would always say, like, oh, you don't normally see an enforcer getting a goal like that. And, you know, it just got annoying because the systems were long gone from the game, but he was still referencing them. But the new commentary was awful. It's awful.
And these guys are supposed to be like the best in the game, right?
I don't know if it's that they just didn't do a very good job, or somebody wrote a script that they followed without question, and you know, like, because it sounds a lot like Emmerich is constantly explaining rules in that game, in this game, like, you know, and he always makes ridiculous comments like they're in on an onside play and crap like that. It's like, well, of course they're in on an onside play. They couldn't be in on an offside play, you know, and it just, it's terrible. It's terrible commentary. So I wasn't having a lot of fun, and I started GM mode because I couldn't play season. I played my first game, saved it, and then went back the next day to play again. Save file wasn't there. So I had to replay my first game. Okay. Played another couple games. Still wasn't having a great time. Then around the time that the first round of DLC was coming out, there were two things that happened that day that finally convinced me to get rid of the game. And one was, there's a lot of videos out there online, and you should go look them up. Just ridiculous glitches in the game to do with goals. And there was this one video I saw that perfectly encapsulates what's wrong. The first goal it showed was actually the puck went dead center into the net, and nobody called a goal. So the game just kept going.
No light or anything?
Nothing. No light, no stoppage in play, nothing. The next scene in that video was somebody running a goalie and pushing him into the net and getting a goal, which, again, why is that not getting called? And then the third one was the best one, where somebody was out by the boards, fired the puck in toward the net, missed it completely, went wide, bounced off the center of the boards behind the net, light went on, goal. Like, it's just so completely broken, it's not funny.
It's ridiculous.
And then that was the same day that the announcement came out that the first round of free DLC was coming out for NHL 15. The free DLC that included features like 3 stars at the end of the game and a bunch of other things that should have been in the game when it was launched. So I got rid of it. I was so disgusted at that point. I paid $44. I got $35 on trade in. I think my $5 rental was more than enough for that game.
Yeah. I just can't believe they were calling it even. I can't believe they even said it was DLC. Just say
that's what really got me. Exactly.
Update.
That's what got me. That, call it a patch. Call it what it is. Don't be, you know, don't dress it up. We all know you screwed up. You know you screwed up. We waited 2 years for this, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, and there was something that happened this weekend that I know you probably appreciate, because I know you're a big Ultimate Team guy. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about it?
I did not. Tell me about
it. Did you hear about the pack glitch?
No.
People figured out that you could buy the ultra gold pack, ultra gold packs, the most expensive packs, but pay for a bronze pack. So it's like thousands of dollars of cards, apparently.
Jeez.
People got for free over the weekend. They fixed it. They shut it down and fixed it. But again, it's just like, you know, did you even test this? And if you did you bother fixing any of the bugs you found?
Yeah. It's just disappointing.
It's a huge disappointment.
I mean, the Metacritic score right now is like a 60.
Yeah, and
20
they're
points
lucky
lower
to have
than
that.
Last year.
Yeah, they're lucky to have that. Because honestly, you know, even if you just look at the features that are missing, the game deserved to get reamed. Mm. And then when you start to see, you know, in any sports game, all these glitches, they tend to come out after, because, you know, it's not something you're going to see if you play even like 15 times, but it's really extended play and a lot of different people playing it. And yeah. It's just like, it's so broken. And to wait 2 years for that, no. This isn't even acceptable as one of the, like, sort of low point first game in a new generation sports game. It's not even that good.
This is lower than like Madden 06
when
everybody thought the sky was falling.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just really disappointing, because I mean, they see this and now they're gonna have low sales,
right?
And then are they gonna get enough money to go put all the stuff back in that was supposed to be in there? And
well, that's just it, and that's the thing that really worries me, because, you know, a friend of mine actually puts this really well. I think it's like, you know, EA Canada does FIFA and EA Canada does hockey. Hockey's never been a big seller, but I think one of the reasons that they've kept it going is because it's a good recruitment tool. Mm-hmm. you know, it's sort of a, it's, well, it's a national sports franchise for EA Canada. So that you've got FIFA for the rest of the world, and you've got NHL for Canada and, you know, and some of the US. But to me, it seems like the game is like this. It was a, it had a 2-year hiatus, kind of. And I think it came out and it looks like it wasn't a big team 2 years, because there wasn't a big team working on it for 2 years. And I think that sales weren't strong enough to justify putting the kind of resources against the game that needed to be there, which is why all the features got stripped out except for the ones that make money.
Yeah, and there was some stories like they only actually started working on the next gen NHL 15 after they shipped NHL 14 last year.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And also, there's rumors that a bunch of the NHL team got moved over to work on EA UFC to get that out the door,
which wouldn't surprise me as well. And that's the thing, like, because the potential sales for that would be so much higher. And the potential sales for the last year, like the old console version of NHL last year, were through the roof compared to what it was going to be on the new consoles. So that all makes sense to me. Excuse me. That all makes sense to me. But the thing that worries me about that is that exactly what you said, like the game already didn't justify having a full team from what I can see. So now that the sales are going to be worse and the Metacritic score is 20 points lower than what it used to be, how are they going to justify a full team next year?
Yeah.
And then when does the contract come up, and how are they going to justify paying the money to the NHL? You know, like I'm worried that it's sort of the beginning of the end of the series. I might be overreacting. I hope I'm overreacting, but it would be a real shame.
Yeah. I've gotten into Twitter arguments where I've said, you know, at some point, the cost of keeping the lights on and paying for the license, there isn't going to be a return on investment. So there's no reason to make the game. People have said, you know, well, they have to make it for Canada. It's like, well, I mean,
no, but they don't.
No offense to Canada. It's not that big a market.
No, and it's not an important market. Yeah. Not really. But that's the thing. I think it's the game has value in one sense, in that, you know, it's as a recruitment tool, I think, is a good point. And then also, you know, we get a lot of government subsidies up here in development. But I think it's not so much federal, it's more provincial. So I don't know what the British Columbia provincial situation is like. But I mean, it might be worth keeping around because of that, you know, just because it's a Canadian, it's not a Canadian property, but it's got a lot of value on the Canadian market. So that could be sort of a saving grace. But not if they have like a skeleton crew just crapping out a roster update every year.
Right. All right. Before we get to what you really want to talk about, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Do you have any excitement to be playing NHL 2K15 on your mobile device?
No.
All right. Just make sure.
Did they not release? They released a mobile one before, didn't they?
I believe 2K11.
Yeah, and it was unplayable.
2K10 was the last one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just wanted to make sure. Yes, you've been playing Forza Horizon 2.
No,
I mean,
played the demo.
You played the demo.
Yeah.
So now you've got the game. You've bought all your season tickets. You've spent an extra $150 on 6 cars.
Not yet.
You're ready to go.
I'm going to do that as soon as we're done recording.
All right. I'm excited to hear about this because you know me, PlayStation guy, Gran Turismo guy.
You're not a Gran Turismo guy.
I'm a Grand. I have.
You've played that before. One. Yeah, I know you have it. One. Yeah, you came and played with us like twice.
I've bought, first off, there were network connectivity issues.
Mm-hmm.
I have played every Gran Turismo since 3, I will say. That sounds right.
You know what? Gran Turismo 6, the exact same problem as Gran Turismo 5 had, which is nobody, I don't think anybody really realizes how much extra content and support Sony and Polyphony give those games. Mm-hmm. Because they just kind of slide under the radar, and it's like they're not as big a deal as they used to be, I don't think. But I think everyone kind of points and giggles at them for their terrible interfaces every time they come out, and then nobody looks at them again. And man, oh man, the amount of content you get as the year goes by on those games is ridiculous.
Did they ever do a super big roundup thing like they did for Gran Turismo 5? Remember there was like the 2.0 patch, which had like a whole extra ton of cars and stuff in it?
Well, they haven't done anything like that, but 6 wasn't as broken as 5 when it came out. So, but I mean, they have, they've added.
Wait, could you actually play an online game and turn yellows on?
Yeah, like really weird stuff like that. But no, now, I mean, they've added, like, they've got the quick match in there instead of having to set up a lobby, which is nice for online. But, I mean, since the game came out, they've added a couple new features. They added a whole new series of races as an Ayrton Senna Memorial, which added new tracks, added Brands Hatch, and they also added the Red Bull Ring in Austria as a new track. This is all free. You don't pay for any of this. And they just added a new rallycross mode with another new track, a huge track. I think it's the biggest one in the game. And then on top of that, like,
bigger than Nuremberg King.
And then on top of that, they also have the prototypes, which is very cool. And it's not something I think that got a lot of press, but basically what they did is they went to a bunch of car companies and asked them if they wanted to create prototypes, but not physical prototypes, actually prototypes in the game. And they've been rolling those out slowly. And they each come with, like, this very short mini doc on, you know, like, the creation of the car, a bunch of interviews with the designers and stuff like that. Like, it's really fantastic, the amount of content you get. And they're not even halfway through those. So that game's so worth it.
It always got legs.
It does.
But here's my problem. And this is the stupidest problem to have. I remember when I bought a PSP and the promise of a Gran Turismo on PSP.
There was a Gran Turismo on the PSP.
Yeah. About 5 years after they told me there was going to be a Gran Turismo on this PSP.
You're so cute.
I've always been hurt by that.
Gran Turismo always comes late.
Yeah, but I wanted the white PSP with Gran Turismo. Then I was like, well, I'm just going to get a PSP because this thing ain't ever coming out.
Hey, I want you to know something.
Sure.
While we've been talking, I got another $25 donation for Extra Life.
That's awesome.
Yep.
But tell me about Forza Horizon 2. That's why you're here.
It's no Gran Turismo 6.
Excellent. I mean, excellent from a PlayStation guy's point of view, but now, correct me if I'm wrong. The regular numbered Forza series, that's more Gran Turismo-esque.
Very much, yeah.
And Forza Horizon is more insert name of another car game I don't play.
Need for Speed.
Okay. I played some Need for Speed Rivals. Traded that thing back right back in. That
was pretty terrible.
It was cool a little bit, but not what I was looking for.
Need for Speed disappoints me because I was a huge Need for Speed fan. I remember getting it on the 3DO, actually. And the game was great. And they kind of fell to the wayside. And then Hot Pursuit 2 came out on the PlayStation 2, and it was incredible. One of my favorite games of all time. And then they started getting into the street racing stuff.
Whoa.
Cool at first.
Need for Speed Underground was
Underground. Game. Yes, I'm saying it was cool at first. And then they just kind of lost their way. They just lost their way after that.
Is that when they added, like, Brooke Byrne into the game? Or was it the first?
Yeah, you know, yeah, and then it's weird because then they had all these offshoots for the series, and it's like some of them are, you know, these open world racing games, and some of them are these story based games. Like the most recent one, I forget what it was called, but the story mode, you raced across the U.S.
The Run? Which was
the Run, that's it.
Yes.
Such a cool idea. Race this Cannonball Run.
It's kind of
for speed.
Isn't that kind of that new game that's coming out? The Crew?
The Crew, yeah, apparently.
The same
but
idea.
It was boring. It was like a half an hour long, the whole game. So yeah, how about that Forza Horizon? So Forza Horizon, because you never played the first one, I assume?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. So basically, take like those Need for Speed games, you know, like Rivals or something like that, where it's open world, and you can challenge people to street races, and you go to events, and you crash into other cars, and you end up, you know, having to restart, or you finish your race, but the cops are chasing you, so you have to lose them before you're allowed to get your points from the race, and if you get caught, you get busted, and so take all the crap of that, like all the crappy stuff in that, like, you know, the crashing, being chased by the cops and all that stuff, take all that out and make it 1080p, 30 frames a second, and you've got Forza Horizon 2.
30 frames per second?
Yes, it's locked at 30.
Get out of here. Why do I even want this?
You don't. You don't even have a one. Why would you want it?
Like, I mean, hey, I could get the game and look at it. That would be one thing. Yeah, I feel like... I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I don't know what it means, but I feel like 1080p 60, if you're doing a racing game, should kind of be the thing, right?
I don't think they can do it. There's too much going on in that game. There's a lot of off-roading in that game. A
bunch of crap flying up in your face for no reason.
Bunch of stuff flying up in your face for no reason.
That's the worst.
There is a reason, but no, it's like, it's cool. It's weird because one of the things that I love about it, and it sounds so prudish to say this, but I love that it's not like the illegal street racing thing in this game. I mean, you are still doing races on public roads, but it's not kind of like, you know, oh, we got to stay one step ahead of the cops and all this sort of, you know, illicit crap going on. It's a big festival. It's a music and car festival. That's the whole setting for the game. Mm-hmm. This one's set in Europe. The last one was set in Colorado. So it's like you've got this hub where the actual festival is, but then you're traveling all out around the map. And I think in Horizon 2, you actually have multiple areas you can go to find races, to challenge other people to races. And it's just great. If you run into other cars, you don't crash realistically, which I love. I don't have to, you know, you don't constantly have to keep restarting or resetting or rewinding or whatever, although you can rewind if you want to.
Is there the button that just makes you flashy flash and then you get back right in the middle of the track?
No, but it's Forza, so you've got the rewind button.
Ah, nice.
And then what was the other thing? Yeah, and you don't have to worry about cops or anything like that. You don't have to worry about, there's no element of that to the game whatsoever.
Yeah, so it's like, all it's not, racing, you finish and a race and then now I have to escape the cops before I actually win this race.
Yeah, it's all racing and exploration. So,
and should be your favorite thing ever then.
I loved it. Horizon was brilliant. And it's, I mean, on top of that, it's done by a company called Playground Games, which has people in it from like Bizarre Creations, which was Project Gotham Racing. Anybody who bought a 360 early on probably played Project Gotham Racing 3. And I think some ex-Codemasters people. Anyway, the pedigree is, you know, really nice. I mean, it's a lot of good people who worked on really good teams that made great racing games in the past. And it's just fun. It's fun and it's lighthearted and it's easy to play and it looks gorgeous. It looks absolutely gorgeous on the Xbox One. So I can't wait to dig into it.
All right. Well, we'll have to get you back to give us your full review of it.
Yeah. Even though you check my YouTube channel because I'm going to be posting vids.
So if I tricked you into a question like, what is your YouTube channel? Would you even know it off the top of your head?
No. All right. I can't remember if it's Stuart G or G Stuart.
I think it's Stuart G.
I think it is Stuart G. I got to change that.
So if you want to look for Greg on the internet, you can find him co-hosting the Great Player One podcast, my favorite. Mm-hmm. The second podcast I listen to every week.
You know second that? One? Oh, after Operation Sports?
No, I have to listen to Rebel FM so that I can know what Mike is going to be commenting on from Rebel FM.
Fair enough. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, my favorite video series on YouTube, Generation 16.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that at generation-16.com.
Go learn about the Mega Drive. Go learn about Klax.
Klax?
Yes.
I need to figure out a way to play that because that looks amazing.
It's pretty great.
What else we got? Do you do anything else other than help the kids as part of the TSG crew?
TSG crew. Number one, baby. Number one.
I mean, I'm very proud of you. You're going to be getting a gold medal this year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have two gold medals now?
Yeah, already? I have my one from last year, too. I have it sitting right here. I'm going to be wearing it during the stream.
But you didn't get one for the year before?
I don't think they did it the year before.
It's weird. I got, like, an extra silver one, which I think was for the year before.
Oh, I don't remember getting one. Maybe I did.
Maybe if you try to ship too much metal to Canada, they stop it in customs or
something. It could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's
about
it.
I don't think I do anything else. But hey, come check me out on twitch.tv/Seward, S-E-W-A-R-T. I'm usually on every night. Well, as we're recording this, I'm going to be doing some Forza Horizon 2 tonight.
No murdered Soul Suspect tonight?
And classic Sega games or games that were on classic Sega consoles every Wednesday night.
That is good to know. When's Generation 16 Episode 14 coming out?
I have one more segment of the script to write. So I'm hoping by the end of this week, I will be recording the VO and actually starting on the video edit.
Excellent.
Which means probably another week and a half to 2 weeks, I hope. I always give that estimate and then it's usually a week longer than that. So,
well, if you do watch Generation 16 and you like it, you know where people could go?
They could go to Patreon.
Patreon.com/
Generation 16.
Generation 16? No hyphen. Mm-hmm. No hyphens, no dashes.
No hyphens, no dashes.
All right. Thank you very much for being here, Greg.
Thanks for having me back.
Hey, anytime.
Welcome back.
Thank you. All right. Now that Greg is out of here, we can talk about some other games. The big thing I'm looking forward to coming up this week, actually, is the release of NBA 2K15. I'm actually a little disappointed and really excited about this game. They put out a bunch of news for what their MyGM stuff is going to be. The offline stuff sounds amazing. Pretty much everything you want from a sim management side of a basketball game. But that's only for the offline. The online is still kind of whack. I think it's just like round robin tournament stuff where you're just going to play all the human teams and you're not really playing a full schedule thing. So that kind of sucks. But the thing that I'm really excited for right now is the additions they've done to My Park. You might remember the park presented by Sprite from last year. It looks like the Sprite branding is actually still there from what you can see in the screenshots. But now you'll be able to do the same like street ball stuff, 3-on-3 kind of thing. But now you can also go into what's going to be the Jordan Rec Center, and in there you can play 5-on-5, four-quarter regular rules basketball. And that's pretty cool. So I talked to some of my buddies. We're going to get a team set up in there, and we're going to play a lot in there. I'm also going to play a lot with Rich Grisham and Pasta Padre. So I'm really looking forward to that. After that, the only real big game left for me is going to be WWE 2K15, another game that I'm looking really forward to. They're going to have a bunch of cool My Career stuff in there. We're going to be able to create your guy and bring him through a story. Not like the it doesn't seem to be like the set story stuff that we had in the last couple years where you're playing as like pros or you're going through the highlights from all the WrestleManias. Or I think 2 years ago, it was just like it was the three timelines of certain guys. This is actually going to be like your career starting up as a professional wrestler. I guess you go through NXT and stuff. So that's looking really cool. I'm very interested for that. The other thing I've been playing a lot of, actually, I didn't mention it in the beginning of the show, is FIFA 15. Been really getting back into that. FIFA, as you know, one of my favorite games. I think FIFA 11, 12, and 13, I think I put like 300 hours into each of those, and I had a lot of fun. Myself and Rich Grisham worked on a guide for GamesRadar.com. The link to that will be down below. For the FIFA Ultimate Team mode in that, talking about everything you need to know to get a good grasp on Ultimate Team and get in there and start playing and having a lot of fun. It's funny, working on that guide really kind of wore me out of Ultimate Team. So really, since that guide, I haven't really played much of it, so my teams kind of suck over there. But me and my buddy Jeff, who I'm going to try to get on the show very shortly, we started up our pro club again. We've been playing on pro clubs together for probably the last four versions of FIFA, I think. So I'm really excited to start playing that again with him. We played through our first season. We won the cup championship in the first season, so really excited about that. It was a little tough. I think we went like 4-2-4, which isn't what you want to do. You want to get some more wins or at least some more ties in there. So I'm really looking forward to the second season of that. Make sure you check out twitch.tv/sportsgamer. I'll make sure we stream most of, if not all of, the Pro Clubs game that we play. Because that's a lot of fun. And hopefully I can get some of you guys in, hop on the team, come play with us, dominate some fools online. But I think other than that, I think that's pretty much going to do it for this week. We'll see who we get on for next week. Hope we get some good people. We can have a lot of fun talking about these sports video games that we all love. But until then, you can always follow me on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer, on Facebook, Facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer, YouTube.com/ThatSportsGamer. We just started up the Mailbag Mondays show, or not show, it's a playlist. Every Monday we're going to be doing, you guys can send me your questions either via YouTube comment on last week's Mailbag Monday, or you can just send me a message on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer, as I said. And I'll answer your questions on the video in there. And another thing is, if you have a question that I can just like make a video for real quick. Like this week, somebody asked me, how do I share a picture to Twitter from the PS4? And I just hopped on, made a little video, popped it on my YouTube channel, worked perfect. It was great. So anything like that, I'm always more than happy to answer you guys' questions. Also, you can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher. So do that. Make sure you subscribe. If you can rate and review it, I'd appreciate it very much. And I think that's going to do it. So thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate you sticking with the show, even though we've been on hiatus for a little bit. We're going to try to get back on track and bring you some great shows. Hope you love it. I've missed you guys, so I just want to say thank you again for being with me and supporting That Sports Gamer and That Sports Gamer Show. And have a great night, guys, or day. I mean, you could be listening to this at any point. I'm just going to stop rambling now. So thanks a lot. I will talk to you guys again real soon.